I'm calling this the last curtain call. It's not really a prophet's corner, but it's just information. It's about the 2024 eclipse. Okay, Genesis 1:14. I'm giving you what the Lord has given me. I'm not saying it's a thus saith the Lord word, but it is scriptures the Lord has given me during this time concerning the eclipse right here. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. So this eclipse is for signs and seasons and days and years. And what's interesting about this eclipse, and I've heard people say this, well, how come it's coming from the wrong direction? Because the shadow goes opposite of the traveling. The shadow will come this, you know, this way, but it's actually going the right way. It's not on a different trajectory than it, you know, okay? All right, we're going to look at the sign of the son of Jonas, or the sign of Jonah. All right, this is Matthew 12. Now we know at the preaching of Jonah, God sent him to Jonah. You know, he went on his cruise and all that mess happened. Got swallowed by a great fish, it says, not a whale. There's nothing that indicates it was actually a whale. In fact, our son Brian, he said, Mom, that wasn't no shark. I mean, no whale. That had to be a shark. And I forget the reasoning he had behind it, but I think he was right. So anyway, he went to teach or to preach to Nineveh, and they all repented. Okay? All right. This is Matthew 12:39. It says, and certain of the scribes, or 38, certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. And he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale belly, he says whale's belly, I don't know if that's correct in the King James or not, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, is a greater than Solomon is here. This is my personal opinion. This is the last ditch effort, the last curtain call to repent. If you want to get technical about it, when Jonah went to Nineveh, there was 40 days. They had 40 days to decide. Do we have 40 days? I don't know. It's telling you what the scripture says. You can ask God for yourself. All right, there's a couple of more places. Matthew 16:4. It's obvious to me this is a sign. It's time to repent. Because it's going down, and this is your last chance. Just like the Lord said, they're going to get their own private rapture. What?
They were advertising on TV yesterday all day coverage of the solar eclipse on news networks and on TV. You ain't never heard that before.
Well, you've never heard of them shutting down all, we can't even, Texas can't even do any commercial traffic on the roadways in Texas. Because of the eclipse. There's a whole lot more. Kids are out of school. Yeah. And even Helen mentioned that in Ohio. Their kids are out of school. It's a look over here and not over there.
I was going to ask you, do you think the Black Hats have something planned tomorrow to try to pull up another false flag?
Well, I will say this. I don't know if you saw it or not, but Dobie Tejas had the Red Hats, this vigilante group, and I said, I hope they don't do anything mean to them, because honestly, And I'm not going to go against God's plan, whatever he wants to do, but I feel like it's been drug out so long that it's becoming counterproductive. And so it has to come down. It has to happen. I mean, it's time for it to happen. But what they did is supposedly they blew up a CERN light. Because, see, CERN's in the control of the White Hats, has been for a long time. So this one in New Jersey was just like, was it a mile and a half from what's the name of his?
It's Bedminster.
Bedminster is President. Yeah, that's President Trump's personal residence. And this thing was built right there that if it went off, it would hurt him and his family and all of that. So they went in and destroyed that, disabled that before they could even get it online for this eclipse.
Yeah.
So, put that in perspective. Okay, did I read 16:4 to you? Let's see, 16:4, Matthew 16:4. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. See, this is the kind of generation we have. They won't believe you unless you give them a sign. God's word isn't enough. We got to have a sign. Prove it.
Yeah.
So they told Jesus, yeah, what's your source? Jesus said, I have one source, my Father in heaven. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. All right, one more. Luke 11:29. Yeah, it's a sign. It's a sign. Jesus is coming. His kingdom come, his will be done. It's coming in earth. You'll have no place. You better get on the right side of things. That's what it says to me. And I don't have to go on some two-hour program to give all my details about all this garbage. Just a few scriptures says it all. If you can't find it here, just disregard it. It just weirds me out. I won't talk against anybody. It gets under my skin. If you can qualify it with the scriptures, yeah. But anyway, let's go on. 11:29. And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, this is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall be no sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonas the prophet. For as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. And he goes on about the Queen of the South shall rise up in judgment when the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Pretty simple. I just see it as this is a time of repentance. Okay. No, not all, but anyway.
On that one, I mean.
Yeah.